OK! Sorry, sorry, OK 啦，就 safety relevant 啊。OK! Merry Christmas! Okay, this should be my video for the last video of the year already lah, because I know a lot of you are on holiday, so I also on holiday. Then there's also nothing much moving in the market because this is like the low season, so actually nothing much to discuss about. But I decided to drop a gift to y'all. Okay, wait. Okay, there's two gifts that I want to drop to y'all. Okay, wait. This is a physical one. Okay, so I decided that maybe why not we do it this way. As long as you are subscribed to my channel, you hit the like button for this video, then you leave a comment below of this video. Okay, leave a comment. Anything you want, thumbs up lah, or you can tell me why you like my channel lah. Very good. Okay, never mind, do it this way. You tell me why you like my channel, okay? Then we will pick a lucky draw winner. We'll pick two, okay, to give out this gift. Okay, I don't know if you remember, but think during National Day or so, or maybe September, because this was launched during National Day. Then later on, it was launched at National Day, but we haven't get it yet. So what happened is to get this bear, right? Okay, wait, I show you. This is a big size, you know, like those bear brick kind of bear, but designed by PropNex, which is my company. Okay, it's not bo liao one, so I will explain to you first, so that you understand how I get this bear. Okay, technically I wanted to buy the full set, then I wanted to give it to the audience. I did post in my Telegram group. Okay. Okay, this is the other one. It's called a Tovi. Okay, so I explain first, First of all, I wanted to get the full set, but I didn't because it was out of stock. Because I donated, I think 2 or 3 months of my the money that I get from you guys watching my YouTube channel to charity. Then this cannot be bought. It can only be gotten if you donate to charity. Okay, so I donated to charity and I got the full set. Then I wanted to get another full set to give it off to like collection to one person. But in the end, when I wanted to get a few of the characters already sold out. So this is limited production, meaning that like you donate money, you get. Then I think my company only do like maybe each about 1,000 pieces or something like. I'm not too sure. I'm not so into it. Okay, I'm more into the process of getting it, which is you donate money, you help people, then you get one of these. So I thought it's very meaningful because later on I decided to donate again. So I donated another 2 months of my YouTube revenue and I got these two bears. So I wanted to give these two bears away to you that is watching, okay? So anybody also got chance, as long you subscribe, you like my channel, and then you write a comment why you like my channel, then we will pick a lucky draw winner. I will send it to you for free, okay? So when I pick do the lucky draw, I will post in my Telegram group, then you can WhatsApp me and show me that hey, this belong to you. Then when I know this belong to you, okay, I will just send this to you as a Christmas present to you. Okay, that is the first gift. Now for the second gift. Okay, now for the second gift. The second gift is this video. Okay, so I've been thinking, yeah, you know, Aaron, market slow lah. What should I do? What kind of video should I do so that people will watch the video? Okay, so I'm very concerned. I want to do good content. I don't want to do video for the sake of viewership lah, for the sake of doing. So I think, I was like, okay, let's do a very valuable video. It's like a Christmas present like that. So if you want to earn more money in your property journey, I think this video is going to help you a lot. Definitely, I will say that the value of this video, right, is very big. Okay. Why I want to talk cock and bullshit so much is because normally I don't share this over the internet lah. I share this with my customer and all these things. But now I'm going to share this video, okay, as a Christmas video and the last video of 2025. So before I start the video, can you please help me hit the like button, subscribe to my channel if you haven't, okay? Take it as I put so much effort to give you this Christmas present and you appreciate me. Subscribe as a present that you give to me. Anyway, it costs nothing, right? Okay? Okay, so in this video, we're going to talk about something very important. We're going to talk about, is it still possible to make money in 2026? And I'm going to share a little secret on how you can actually identify good properties. Okay, so how to continue your property journey in 2026 in the right direction? I think number one, the very important thing is identifying good properties. Okay, I want to tell you a little secret. When the market is getting tougher and tougher, when the market is getting a little bit not that good, actually, it's the good time to identify good properties. Okay, 这个就是叫做 in Chinese, we call it 危机就是什么商机, no, not商机, 危机是什么, I don't know, I forget already, you all leave your comment below. Anyway, it's like, in this down moment, right, there's always opportunity, okay, so we need to know how to handle this down moment in the property market and know how to use this moment to identify the good properties. So you see, when the property market is very good, in those years, 2, 3 years, 4 years back, everything people also sell. Dustbin also can sell, swimming pool also can sell, everything also can sell. Penthouse also can sell, ground floor also can sell, everything also can sell. Stay beside temple also can sell, everything sell, okay? But today, many, many things cannot sell. But again, I want to tell you, many, many things cannot sell, but there is still things that is selling very well. There are still things, there are still properties that are doing very, very well. So this little secret is, if you want to know if your property or you want to know if this property is a good property, actually the 2025 transaction history is going to prove a lot of this, okay? In a not so good property or in a lousy property, you will realize that there's very little transaction in 2025. Or the transaction price in 2025 has been stagnant and the transaction price in 2025 may have even dropped. Some properties is to the extent that in 2025 is all-time low in terms of volume. So I actually did a research on this, but I don't want to share the data because I don't want this video to be another of that data video again. Those properties that is doing well, you will be surprised that in 2025, they actually hit record price. Okay, hit record price is not the main thing because there's some properties that are not doing well. They hit record price. One only, one record price, then no transaction already, but there's 20 units selling. We are talking about properties that has transaction, meaning that there is a lot of units that has been transacted. The average transacted price of that maybe average of 8 units or that 10 transaction is already higher and you can see the pricing stably increasing. So you need to see consistency in your results. A lot of people, they like to argue, they like to say, you see this one making money lah, what, one transaction making money, this one, what, 2 units sold, but there's another 30 advertisement advertising, these are not consistency, we are talking about consistency, we are talking about results that is not exceptional, result that is very consistent throughout the whole record for 2025. Okay, you know it lah. If you want to argue, then no choice lah. But this is what people see in transaction data. If this condo continue to do well in 2025, I can tell you that this condo is considered a good condo. So actually, by looking at the records in 2025, right, 2026 is going to be a testimonial year to let us know what is good and what is no good. You know, if you really do your research one property by one property, you open the transaction history and the transaction data and see, right, you will know in 2026, you will know which property is good, which property is no good. Because by 2026, all the transaction history for 2025 will already be released. Okay? If you look at condos, individual condos data is very accurate. Don't look at the macro picture, look at the micro picture. Individual project, their transaction data is going to be very accurate. It's going to give you the right answer. If you look at HDB, you have to tally the data correctly. Okay, so I give you a little bit of tips because HDB is a little bit harder to see. But again, to me, I feel that if you want to buy HDB, it's not about making money. It's about buying it at the right price. Whether you are buying it at the correct price, do you overpay for it or not? I think for HDB, it's very simple. As long as the location is the same, plus the age of the property is the same, plus the type of the unit is the same, then more or less, you can use this as a comparison. I see case study and scenario where people compare the wrong things. The size different. You know, 2-4-room flat also can be different size. Or 2-4-room flat, one is 2010, one is 2002 MOP. Also got big difference. So in HDB, you have to see the size, the type. 4A, 4S is also very different. 3NG, 3I, 2 toilet and 1 toilet also very different. Hey, two toilet as in like master bedroom got toilet. 3I master bedroom got no toilet also very different. So you have to compare correctly the location, the year is being built, as well as the type. Okay, these are things that you need to compare carefully in HDB. So if you ask me, Aaron, in 2026, is there still a chance to get good property? My answer is, it doesn't matter when. 2026, 2027, even at the worst moment of the economy or the Singapore property market or whatsoever. Number one, you buy the good property. I say this even 4 years ago when the market is going at a bull market, a bull cycle or whatsoever. I already say already. Buy good property, don't need to worry one. When the property market no good, good property still grow. That's number one. Number two, understand your direction. A lot of people keep saying that, those that buy new launch in 2025, they will get it lah. Confirm they'll lose money lah. They will be in trouble lah. They will understand lah. They will see the result in the next 5 years lah. I tell you something, guys. I have to say that people that buy new launch in 2025, if they bought the correct property at the correct price, they don't need to worry. I can tell you that it's 100% make money. If they didn't, then sorry. Okay, because again, my direction is the same and very simple. Right price, right project, right location. Okay, so there's no such thing as the market is going down, cannot buy now, must wait until it goes to the bottom. You know, all this funny thinking to me is all not correct lah. You know, I always tell the customer, when is the bottom, when is the top, nobody know. Most importantly, okay, you go and watch my video. When is it the right time for you to buy? When is it the right time for you to sell? Okay, it's a personal thing. You don't need to look at the market, the market condition. What? I just have a discussion with my agents. They were telling me that now the property price is very high. So singles reach 35, very hard to buy property. So then later they start to discuss. Then they start to say like, I don't like this area leh. Hey, I don't like that area leh. Then I was looking at them and I'll say, we buy property for what? You buy property is to make money one. If you buy property is because you like this or you like that, then you buy right. Then you must make sure you have enough money to lose because you buy what you like, not what can earn money. I also did this conversation with a customer a few days ago. So if your direction is about buying property, buying things that you like and you don't care whether you make money or not, then you lose money, you don't complain lah. Okay? But if you are very clear with what you're doing, you buy property to make money, buy what that can make you money, not buy what you like. Buy what that can make you money. My direction is always the same. If you buy something that is good, okay, that is cheaper, I rather buy a car than spend another $300-$400 to buy a very prime location. Okay, so I feel that the Singapore mindset is very different. People don't just go for prime location. People go for things that can make money. And making money doesn't mean you buy into prime location. Okay. Okay. I don't want to nag already. So that's it for this video. I will send out the Christmas present. We will draw it maybe just one day after Christmas. That is on the, I don't know, Thursday, is it? Thursday or Friday? Okay, anyway, one day after Christmas lah. Okay, one day after Christmas, when I wake up, you know, when I'm happy, we will just draw. And then whoever that comment below, you all will just get a chance to get this Christmas present lah. Then I will send it to your house for free. Okay, so thank you for your support. I see you in 2026. Hey, sorry. What? Never show me the bear. Okay, Merry Christmas! Bye-bye!